All right, good Monday morning to everyone. I'm looking at a news article from the New York Times, uploaded on Sermon Audio by Eric Eckholm. Today's date is November 14th, 2011. This is coming to us out of Pleasantville, Tennessee. Evidently, there's a gentleman there by the name of Michael Pearl who has put together a 12-page booklet on how to basically spank your child. So this is a older gentleman, and according to this report, more than 670,000 copies of Pearl's self-published book are in circulation. It says it's especially popular among Christian homeschoolers who praise it in their magazines and on their websites. All right, Pearl advocates the use of corporal punishment from the Bible. He talks about using a quarter-inch flexible plumbing line that can be rolled up and carried in your pocket. And so this is what he is advocating to be used for corporal punishment. The author continues, you'll find a five-step book in, Mr. Pearl is trying to defend the information in his book because of the manner in which it's come under criticism because of the Texas judge who was caught whipping his daughter. And evidently the book has been found in this Texas judge's home. And so therefore this correlation is being made that the book advocates this extreme corporal punishment that was used by this judge. And perhaps you've seen the YouTube video of him whipping his daughter. Certainly not. I'm not advocating that you go find this video and watch a man beating his daughter. There's no reason for anyone to be beating anyone in the extreme manner that was found on this YouTube video that's been watched by thousands of people. Pearl says that his tubing is a good spanking instrument. It's too light to cause damage to the muscle or the bone. All right. So this whole issue of corporal punishment, is it biblical? Is it not? What does the Bible say? What should a Christian's position be on that? Is something that we've taken a look at as the pastoral staff at Berean Baptist Church, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And I want to provide some commentary and some thoughts with regard to this article and how perhaps a Christian should look at corporal punishment. Interestingly, the article, the Mr. Pearl, makes a comment that is troublesome. He suggests that parents should use the same principles the Amish use to train their stubborn mules. Now, that's a troublesome quote to suggest that you will whip a child in the same way that you whip a mule to get a stubborn mule to do what needs to be done, and you're going to do the same with a child, only slightly different or with a same kind of a principle behind it, is as wrong as it gets. It can't get any more wrong than that. Perhaps he was taken out of context. Perhaps the quote was jerked out of context, and he would like an opportunity to defend his position. I'm certainly not here to criticize that quote if it was jerked out of context. What I would say is that parents need to train their children up in light of the gospel. Mules don't get saved. Mules don't have a soul. Christ did not die for mules. Christ died for the souls children, children and adults. Christ died for humans. Christ died for people. And so all training of children, which would include appropriate and careful and moderate and balanced corporal punishment, but all training of children should be done in light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news that the Father does not whack me for every one of my sins. And the justice of God was satisfied in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that the wrath of God has been propitiated, and that He doesn't whack me every time I sin. So parents must remember the love and forgiveness that God has shown them, and in turn must replicate that with their children. So every single incident is not going to be punished, and every single incident of disobedience and rebellion is not going to result in a SWAT each and every time. That in the same way the Heavenly Father is perfect in His love and His kindness and His mercy and His grace and His justice, parents are going to do their very best to replicate the love of the Heavenly Father to their children. Parents should consider their responsibility to be the instrument of discipline in their child's life. And there's no doubt that the Proverbs are full of admonitions to appropriately discipline children. Proverbs 10:13, Proverbs 22:13, 14, and 15, Proverbs 23:13. These are all admonitions that it may be appropriate at certain times to use careful, balanced corporal punishment in the life of a child. I would want to say very emphatically that the target portion of any corporal punishment will be the fleshy portion of the child's buttocks. And this is the place in which all discipline must be directed. This is the only appropriate location. I would also want to say that the purpose of this discipline is not for the parent to take out their anger on the child or to embarrass the child, but it is for the child's physical and spiritual betterment. And I would ask you to take a look at Proverbs 23:14. I believe that a parent should correct his child with other means as well. So corporal punishment should not be the sole means. In fact, in many cases, it would be the last means. But every child is different. Every child is different. And even two children in the same home may be disciplined differently based on how they respond to correction. So it's critical that the parents are led by the Holy Spirit as they model the chastening of God the Father, who corrects all His children out of love. And we'd ask you to take a look at Hebrews 12:6, which makes it clear that if you're not experiencing the chastening of the Father, you are not a son or daughter of the King. We'd also want you to consider that God forgives those through the work of the cross, and that we as parents must forgive our children. And this is critical to modeling the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Father does this chastening to develop in His children a healthy and appropriate fear for God. Now, I know that when I say that, that brings within some people a reaction of I can't believe He's saying that God is love and that we should never fear Him. But that is an inappropriate or unbalanced approach at who God is. It is critical that all have a appropriate fear of God. For in fact, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all knowledge. And we could argue that America is in the state that it's at because it has ceased from fearing the wrath of God. And each and every time natural disasters occur and various things that may have been perceived and understood as the judgment of God 50 years ago and 100 years ago, today when preachers run to microphones and immediately move people's thinking away from judgment and talk about Mother Earth and talk about natural consequences and things like that, we are doing those people who are listening to us a disservice. Now, this is not to say that all storms, all hurricanes, all tornadoes are the judgment of God, but there can be no question, as a person studies the Old Testament, that God does use natural disasters to judge His people. I'd point you to Korah's rebellion as just one of the many examples of where God uses the earth to judge people. I'd like you to think about the fact that just as the Heavenly Father disciplines His children physically for their benefit, it is in the best interest of a child to receive loving and proportional correction while under parental care. I would strongly caution the parent in correcting of infants and younger children in this manner, so we would reject wholeheartedly the idea that bruising is ever the object of disciplining a child, and certainly you must, as a parent, decide at what age you know that your child can distinguish between right and wrong and has the ability to exercise self-control. And every child will be different. There's no way anyone can tell you months or years. And every situation will be different, especially the younger the child is. So a child that's tired, a child that's exhausted, will have less of an ability to exercise self-control than a child who's gotten the appropriate night's rest and is in a right environment. And so all these things must be considered, parents, as you decide at what age you will begin to administer gentle, mild, appropriate, balanced corporal punishment. Parents also must ensure that they are not disciplining their children when they're angry, and there isn't a parent that hasn't done that. So we must be willing to confess that as sin, confess it to our children when we're angry and when we discipline them, ask our children for forgiveness when we've done this, recognize that that we are humans, fallen creatures, and that we will react inappropriately. And when we do that, we must seek our child's forgiveness, which is, in fact, modeling the gospel. All corporal punishment should never, as much as possible, cause public embarrassment to the child. I'd like you to take a look at Ephesians 6:4. And then lastly, it's critical that Christians recognize that Romans 13:1 through 4, Titus 3:1, all require that civil laws be honored. And so this is a very tenuous balance to decide what the law says and what you know is right for your child and what you will do in your home. Finally, all that's presented in the Old Testament with regard to corporal punishment must be interpreted in light of the New Testament. And so it is most inappropriate for a preacher or Sunday school teacher or a Bible study leader to take verses out of context and isolate them. The entire 66 canonical books must be examined in light of the redemption that God has provided through the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're going to post a PDF of this document that guides our thinking on this link as well, for you to take a look at more Bible verses as you, as a parent, work through this and prayerfully decide what is most appropriate for you and your child. And we as Christians do not want to lose our testimony through YouTube videos that capture us disciplining children inappropriately. And we certainly, that is not to say that we do it without a camera. What I mean to say is that we maintain self-control. And we do our very best to maintain self-control as one of the fruits of the Spirit. And when we hear about these situations, like the article talks about, in which a child actually dies because of over-the-top, out-of-control, completely inappropriate discipline of a child, we need to take just as strong a stand towards that abuse as we do to perhaps the lack of disciplining of children that's occurring in America as well. So it seems to me most appropriate that we are seeking to find a incredibly Christ-centered, Holy Spirit-sensitive balance in the manner in which we discipline our children, recognizing that the older they get, the less we should have to use corporal punishment, and the more other forms of discipline should be chosen first. And again, based on a case-by-case study of each individual child. So I hope you received something helpful out of this, and I want to challenge you to take a look at the document that we're going to attach to the PDF document that will provide you many more scriptures to take a look at as you study through this. Thanks for listening. I trust you'll have a good day.